So Margaret Mills is back with me again this Tuesday afternoon, and I believe you said that you're looking at Essex Gold.
Yes, Essex Gold. What was Essex Gold? Well, Essex Gold was oysters.
Right?
Yes. Something that Essex, and particularly the Colchester, Burnham, Dengie Peninsula, Brightling Sea area, has been known for since Roman times.
Mm.
We know there is documented evidence that there was a thriving oyster trade.
Mm.
But there was certainly a thriving oyster trade even as late as the 19th century. And when I say thriving, I'm talking over 2,000 people in 1844 employed in that area alone, working in the oyster fishery trade, working for Colne Fishery Company, to be precise. So we're talking over 2,000 people. We're also talking 5,000 fishing boats in use in 1844.
That's a lot.
And I'm full of statistics today, over 40 million oysters were sold from the area. So it was a big industry for Essex. No wonder from the 18th century onwards, it was known as Essex Gold, because there was such a turnover of money. And particularly on the River Colne, where you had not only the oyster trade, but you had rope making, you had sail making, you had boat building. So it was a very busy area for the oyster trade. And of course, it's still commemorated with the Colchester Oyster Feast.
But they still have oysters even
Absolutely, even now. Yeah. But maybe it's not quite so prolific as it was in the 19th century. Certainly it was at its peak, it seems, round about the 1840s, 1850s. And huge amounts of oysters, for example, for the Lord Mayor's banquet. Every year in November, oysters would come from Essex for the Lord Mayor's banquet. So, yeah, it was an impressive trade. And that's how we get the phrase Essex Gold.
Fair enough. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.